The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Welcome. Hey.
No matter how bad your day was today, smile. It's Friday. Alone in these streets, we got our good friends from LA with us, Heidi and Frank. What's going on, y'all?
Happy Hello, Friday. Atlanta.
What's up, guys?
Now, here's what we're serving as an appetizer. Later on in the show, Anna Faris reveals her celebrity mom crush, and our very own Ricky Smiley was on Wendy Williams repping Dish Nation.
But first, Portia,
we need some entrees. What you got over there?
Oh, all right. Well, you know, everybody in Hollywood will do anything to look fabulous and young, right?
Yes.
Well, Kristen Bell is no exception, and her husband, Dax Shepard, just shared her crazy nightly routine.
Will you please tell people this is real?
This is real.
This is not a bit to scare the shit out of me, right?
I'm doing a treatment. Okay. Leave me alone.
Holy
This is like Mike Myers at a rave.
Yeah. Right? Yes.
It is.
Now, the mask uses LED lights in various colors to help decrease wrinkles, correct pigmentation, and fight acne. So, Kourtney Kardashian uses it, and January Jones are big fans of it.
How much does this retail for?
Only $2,300.
Oh. That's insane. This is ridiculous. You ladies will really chase beauty for anything.
I know. Yeah. What's the craziest thing that y'all have done to light for beauty?
Oh, I've gotten a colonics, but I also got a I got a bird poop facial. But here's the thing.
No,
they don't tell you that ahead of time, really, because they go, oh, would you like the geisha facial? And I'm like, what's it do? And I'm like, geisha facial sounds good to me.
Sounds amazing.
So, yeah, they're like, oh, it gets rid of lines and crow's feet. And
you didn't know what they didn't tell you it was bird poop until the end?
I think I knew as she's doing it, I go, so what, you know, you're laying there, you're like, so what is all this stuff? Like, what is it, you know?
And she saw her squeezing a seagull in the back room.
They want to use fresh, so works better.
Oh, my God. All right, moving on. Jessica Chastain is set to host SNL this weekend, and she just did an interview with Wall Street Journal magazine and opened up about her tough upbringing. She said she grew up in a financially unstable home with her single mom, and to this day, she still doesn't know who her biological father is.
What else she got?
What she got issues.
Oh, my goodness.
What else
she got? Right? So she went on to say that there was a turning point in my life where we were living with someone I didn't like very much, a boyfriend of my mom's, and he did something. My room was messy or whatever, and he had taken my clothes, and I was telling him to give me back my stuff, and he slapped me. I kicked him in the genitals, and he fell to the ground immediately, and then I ran out of the house. I always look back on that moment as knowing that, okay, if anything happens to me, I'm capable of fighting back.
Oh. Damn, girl.
Damn.
She went deep.
Yeah, she did.
What else you got?
Guy's picking up your laundry because you're a pig, and you kick him in the...
Because he smacked her. And you're not even my dad. You didn't even marry my mom. You're just her boyfriend.
Here's the thing, though. When I grew up, the neighborhood had the go-ahead from my parents to whip my ass if I was there. And the parents, you know, I got out of control. They whip my ass, and I go home. And then because they whip my ass, I got another ass whipping. So I think everybody should be able to whip a kid's ass.
Yes, that's how it was for us.
My mom used to let the nuns beat my damn knuckles till they were bleeding.
Oh.
I said bleeding. Bloody.
They're all bleeding.
I'm still trying.
They beat the vowels out of you.
Right.
Well, up next, Brian Wilson, legendary co-founder of the Beach Boys. Mm-hmm. He returned back to his California high school 58 years after he graduated to get a grade change.
Oh, gee, let it go, man.
So petty.
I'm serious.
His high school teacher said that Brian wrote a composition for me, and it turned out to be Surfing. That composition got an F, but it made $1 million.
Wow.
So Brian's failing grade has now been changed to an A on this assignment by Dr. Landon's fiend, the principal. There she is, a picture with him.
Aww.
This shouldn't count unless it was changed by the person who gave him the bad grade.
Exactly, which is probably dead.
I knew I nailed something in English class once.
Why?
The teacher.
Oh, you ain't had sex with nobody in high school.
Okay.
No, this was way after high school. I was at a bar, and I recognized my teacher, my English teacher from 7th grade. She's sitting at the bar.
Shut up.
And she came up hitting on me, and I was like, yep.
You did?
Did she know
that's
you were
legendary.
You didn't know it was me until after.
Really?
Hey, you remember me?
Oh, no, you did
Frank.
Not.
That's kind of legendary.
What grade do you give her?
I'll give her a B+.
Check out my dangling participle. Well, Anna Faris recently revealed she's got a bit of a mom crush on Reese Witherspoon and Kristen Bell. So, if you're not following Anna Faris, she is...
Isn't she on that mom show?
Yes, with Allison Janney. So she was married to Chris Pratt. They're now divorced, but they co-parent with their little 5-year-old son, Jack. And she said that there were times where she just was filled with self-doubt and overwhelmed with not knowing what to do. And that's why she really appreciated Kristen and Reese's honesty about being a mom and the ups and downs of raising kids when they first became, parents. And they talked about it. And she said, I like how they combine humor with raising kids, but also how they tackle motherhood and work without being pretentious. The first few years, I was like, oh, my God, everyone else seems to know exactly what to do, and I don't.
Trial and error.
There's no book for it at all.
Right.
Every kid's a mistake.
Wait, what?
Nobody wants children. Come on.
I was wanted, I think. Yeah,
no.
Pretty sure. No.
Nah.
Ted Crack will agree. When he first saw his baby, he didn't fall in love with it till he held it.
No, that's a lie. None of my kids were mistakes. Like, I wanted them all.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And they keep you honest and give you a reason to go to work and, show up and do things.
Right, exactly.
You can't say none of your kids were mistakes and keep you honest in the same sentence. Come on. At least one of those kids is a mistake.
All we do is lie to our children.
Well, yesterday, y'all, Mr. Ricky Smiley was on the Wendy Williams show.
Yay! Yay! Go, Ricky!
And, of course, honey, Wendy talked about how much she loves me.
Oh, gosh.
Congratulations on your radio show.
Thank you.
I heard that it got picked up for 5 more years. Did they pick everybody up or just you?
Oh, no, it's everybody.
The entire.
Me, Brat, the Brat Head Crack, Gary with the T, Rock T. Yeah, I know you love Gary. And thank you for coming on our morning show, too.
Gary?
Yes, honey. She don't know them other people.
He actually told her that she liked you. She didn't even confirm it. She was kind of like,
anyway, honey, Miss Wendy also tried to play matchmaker, y'all, with Ricky, suggesting that he dated Portia.
What about Portia? She's single?
Portia's a Southern Belle. She's awesome. She's kind. She's friendly. She's a lot of fun to hang out with. We hang out sometimes when we all go out. We have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
But, just a good Southern Belle that just really, wifey-like.
Mm.
She's a good catch. She's not who they portray on Housewives of Atlanta. Mm. I've hung out with Portia and been around Portia and her family. Those are really, really good people, and she is... Definitely will make someone a great wife.
Aww.
Definitely.
Wow. Oh, Ricky, that's so sweet.
And she's fine. She thick, as we say in the South. She thick.
Well, Portia, at least you have job security with Ricky. Clearly.
Well, y'all heard it from his mouth first. I'm a Southern Belle.
Is that what that is?
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Wifey material. You Got a good family.
And you're thick.
Yeah. I'm going to start kissing up to her because she got job security, honey.
Well, you know, I do a good job. So, Wendy, why are you trying to throw that shade, honey?
I know. I do it's a like, good oh, job security. It's like, how about the job I do? Not that I'm hot.
No, she was hating. She was hating because he said all those nice things about me.
That's right.
Clearly.
Coming up, Meghan Markle just received her first royal wedding gift and it ain't great.
Oh.
But we'll tell you what it is up next.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody.
Hey, hey.
Meghan Markle has received her first official royal gift, guys.
What is it, Portia?
Get your ass in the kitchen, girl.
No.
What? Well, the Duke of Cambridge has presented Meghan Markle with an apron.
Not like your mama.
Yeah.
You is kind. You is smart.
Yeah. Apparently, she and Harry bonded over their love for cooking meals, and Harry proposed over a roasted chicken dinner. So maybe he heard that and thought that would be a good gift. Now, Harry's gift list looks a bit different. Harry. So far, he's received things like hockey pucks, baseball caps, and polo shirts.
Uh-huh.
Wait a minute. So she's supposed to be inside cooking with an apron, and he's supposed to be outside playing, having a good time?
Yes. They should give her some damn diamonds or something, honey. Just let her be there.
His gifts were mad white, too. You can just wear a polo shirt and a hockey puck, you know? What are you trying to say here?
Well, they know he likes hockey.
Exactly, yes. You
know?
And they don't know
who cooked that meal. They could have gave him an apron.
Nah.
Y'all so, judgmental, Jesus.
Well, we mad about it. Right, we don't know why we mad, but we mad.
Just want to be mad about it.
Just want to be mad.
Well, Get Out star Daniel Kaluuya is putting white people on blast.
Uh-oh, do it, Kaluuya.
In his debut late-night TV appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, Daniel explained that what Jordan Peele articulated in the movie Get Out was the universal black truth that white people say some weird stuff. Check it out.
So what, like, weird things?
So basically, what Jordan and me have kind of experienced is like, so he was saying a joke about, I would have voted for Obama 3 times.
Yeah.
The new version of that is, I've watched Get Out 3 times.
Oh, wow.
So it's like, people go, I'm so down, or like, Steph Curry. I'm like, yeah.
Steph Curry?
Yeah, go there, or like, or some people in London, because there's like London slang, so people in England talk to me in London slang.
Okay.
But they shouldn't, because I understand English. Like, I don't understand, like...
I get what he's saying. You know, when people talk sister girl talk, and it's like, you know,
I'm not talking to you like that.
Yeah, yeah. I think they just use it to relate, honestly. I think that's why sometimes they go into the, yes, girl, or
that,
whatever
we
it
don't
is.
Don't relate. That actually gets on our nerves.
I know. They don't, but nobody's ever told them that.
Well, like, say if a white woman would come and say, is that your hair?
I used to work at Rooms To Go, and they all would, it was so crazy. I would have, like, long hair one day, then the next day, she'd be like, oh, my God, Portia, your hair grows so fast. Like, what did you use? And I'm like, it's
really?
Weave, right? I never said nothing either.
Okay.
They just thought I was a damn chia pet.
Chia.
Yeah.
All right, y'all, it's Friday. You know what that means? It's time for...
Take It or Skip It!
The hit theaters today is 12 strong. Who's in this movie you want to know?
Yeah.
Chris Hemsworth.
Ooh.
Michael Pena. It's the classified true story of the 12 men on the U.S. Special Forces team that went to Afghanistan immediately following 9/11 and quickly realized not only were they outnumbered, they were also outgunned. Take
oh,
a look.
Wow.
What is that, part of some drill?
Ain't no drill.
19 men attacked our country. The 12 of you will be the first ones to fight back.
If we don't take that city, World Trade Center's just the beginning.
Teaming up with the general of the Northern Alliance that we know nothing about.
General, you show me exactly where we're going.
Over the mountains. We take horses.
Great, this will be fun.
We're outnumbered. 50,000 Taliban and Al-Qaeda fighters.
Do you want to surrender?
Keep your finger on the trigger.
Stay there.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh. I can already tell that it's going to be a good movie. I'm going to cry.
Yeah. The trailer was very stressful.
Yeah, it did.
Jerry Bruckheimer is dope.
It was. Right.
Chris Hemsworth is a pretty good actor. Anytime you see Michael Pena in something, mm-hmm. it's going to be mm-hmm. good.
Always.
Whether it's a comedy or a serious movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm totally here for it.
It's good to see history stuff.
Ticket for me.
Ticket for me.
I am definitely y'all going to see this movie.
Yeah.
Think about it. The title, 12 Strong. And the horses and soldiers, I mean.
You are so turned on for some reason.
That
Who knew war would turn you on?
Yeah.
They're not going to ride horses the same way you would ride not? Horses.
Oh, skip it then, child. After the break, we'll take a first look at the return of Queer Eye, honey. I doubt they could be more fabulous than me. But I guess I'll watch it.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, back in the early 2000s, I loved that show, Queer Eye for a Straight Guy. You remember that, Gary?
Yes.
Ah, so good. It was on Bravo. And, well, Netflix is rebooting the show with a new group of five gay men who are giving complete makeovers to straight men. And the new trailer just dropped.
Boys, you ready? The original show was fighting for tolerance. Our fight is for acceptance.
Let's do this.
I'm excited. Like, I don't know what to expect.
I'd like the Fab Five to help me get out of my comfort zone.
You got this.
It's cool. It's young. Yeah. You actually look 33.
I see the man that he is and the man that he's going to be.
You guys married?
I'm married for five.
Are you the husband or the wife?
Let's break that down.
That is a misconception.
Yeah, let's unpack that.
We all got to come together in a way where we can understand each other.
You guys show me how good my life can be if I just cared.
All of this only works because you were ready for it.
Gay, straight, a common thread that holds every human together is that we just want to be loved.
That looks cute, Gary. What do you think?
Why?
I'm not hating because my thing is I should have been on that damn show.
Oh, Lord.
But those queens, they look a little dusty, so I don't, might not be able to.
I didn't see the fabulousness that is Gary, though.
No.
Did you?
No.
It's kind of like they dress the gay guys as straight guys. Like, where's the flowers that Gary represents? Where's the sparkly that Gary represents? We needed some Gary.
What's
the
mustache, honey? Stereotypes.
I wanted Gary.
Me, honey.
I want Gary.
All right, now listen. I know y'all love donuts. I know this to be true. We have them here often. And America's beloved donut company, Krispy Kreme, is adding a brand new glazed donut flavor for the first time ever. And Krispy Kreme is actually letting the people of this great country of America decide what the new flavor's going to be.
Really?
We have the power?
Yeah, they're giving you four options right now. And you can go to voteforglaze.com until Monday to cast your vote either for blueberry, caramel, lemon, or maple.
Ooh, that's hard. They need to do all four of those.
I like lemon.
That lemon sound good. That caramel sounds awesome. And, ooh, maple? Come on.
Yeah.
Come through, honey.
Yeah, those sound good.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to lie. I would like to have chicken.
Chicken flavored donut.
Yeah, you know how they do chicken and waffle? Do a chicken flavor with a little bit of sugar and make that into
that
a donut.
That salty sweet thing could pop up.
Come on.
I'm a fan of that.
Thank you. Yeah. Or at least just do regular glaze and put some chicken skin on the top to crumble.
Oh, Portia.
You're my favorite vegetarian.
I like chicken things.
And you know what goes great with a donut? Tea. And what better way than sip tea with me?
That's not the only great dish gear available, people. We got tees, hoodies, and totes, too. Go to dishnation.com/dishgear to get your dish swag today. And coming up, more Dish Nation after the break.
Actress Monica Potter has tricked everyone into thinking she was pregnant. But it's for
good. I've had that happen to me before.
Well, this is for a good reason. So she posted this picture of her bloated stomach on Instagram with the caption, "I have something to share."
My God, how far along is she?
So it's so funny because all these other sites sort of went crazy. They went into a frenzy, basically thinking Monica Potter is pregnant with her fourth child.
Yeah, that's what she said.
That's not the case. She said, "I have something to share." You read into the fact that she's pregnant.
The picture kind of helps the fact that she's pregnant.
So it turns out that Monica's stomach is bloated because she suffers from colitis and said she posted the picture to raise awareness of intestinal issues and to encourage people to get a colonoscopy. So I'm thinking maybe I have colitis because I thought I was just suffering from carbs.
Yeah, but her legs and arms aren't bloated too.
Yeah, I can't even argue that point.
I bet you I could beat both of you.
Oh. Dang. Okay, that's pretty good. But yeah, but you're really pushing, too.
I am pushing hard. But yeah, I'm probably bloated, too. I could use a couple probiotics.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Grant. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.